This is the Seabed Daily Text for Tuesday, July the 17th, 2018. And today is my mother's birthday. So happy birthday, Mom. How the Lord's Prayer became an adventure in missing the point. Matthew 6, 9-13. This then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Consider this. What if our approach to and experience of the Lord's Prayer has largely been an adventure in missing the point? I'm beginning to think so, at least for me. Please don't confuse my boldness in what follows for arrogance. I'm just going to say it and receive what corrections and rebukes may come in return. We get the Lord's Prayer wrong. For starters, shouldn't it be called the Disciples' Prayer? It is the Lord, after all, to whom we are praying. Second, Jesus seems to teach the prayer for use in one's prayer closet, rather than as a corporate recitation. Could it be our entire misguided experience with the prayer as a public recitation has served to steer us away from engaging the prayer behind closed doors as intended? Third, I have heard many teachings instructing that Jesus didn't intend us to simply repeat the words of the disciples' prayer. They say instead Jesus intended the several petitions to serve as a pattern or guide for our praying, that Jesus intended us to expand our praying within each area. If that's the case, why did Jesus give us the prayer after instructing us to keep the word count down, with the stated reason being in verse 8, your Father knows what you need before you ask Him. If we take the text in its clear and plain sense, we would go into our room, close the door, and pray the 53 words that make up the prayer. Why has it never occurred to me to do exactly what Jesus said to do in His abundantly clear instructions? It strikes me now as a stunningly simplified, revolutionary approach. Do you think Jesus could literally mean what He actually said? I've got a theory on this I will share tomorrow. For now, how about we do an experiment together? For the rest of this series on prayer, including today, let's try doing exactly as Jesus instructed us. Number one, go into a room. Number two, close the door. Number three, say the 53 words aloud to God. And number four, leave. Seriously, leave. And it might not hurt us to take a knee, but if it does hurt, skip that part. The prayer. Almighty ascended Lord Jesus Christ, you are high and exalted, yet nearer than my breath. Thank you for the disciples' prayer. Forgive me for missing the point. Come, Holy Spirit, and teach my spirit the simple obedience of following Jesus' plain instruction. Right here, Jesus. Right now, Jesus. Amen. The questions. Number one, so what do you think? How is it that we have managed to take a prayer given for personal time with God and turn it into what can so often be a meaningless corporate motion? Number two, why do you think we have needed to interpret Jesus' seemingly clear teaching about prayer, about how to engage the disciples' prayer with our own ideas? And number three, what do you think is the major point of the disciples' prayer? Will you join the experiment with us? How about starting right now? For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.